Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is June 1st. The first Thursday in the month of June. Happy June. Happy Thursday. Happy summer. Yes. Happy New Year 2023. I cannot believe we are halfway through 2023. June is here. Oh man, I am so glad to be back alive and in color with my listeners. Definitely last month was Mental Health Awareness Month. And I didn't get to do any new podcasts. And I must say, it was an extremely stressful month for me due to my job and the work that needed to be done and accomplished within the month. But I'm so glad I made it through Mental Health Awareness Month. I hope you made it through Mental Health Awareness Month and you are aware that you should be and God wants you to be mentally healthy. Amen. And so I'm glad to be back in full effect to this podcasting thing that I absolutely love. I love encouraging you, and it definitely encourages me. It's like a boomerang, right? When I send it out, it comes back to me. And I love talking, of course. And this is like talk therapy for me. It's been talk therapy for me from the beginning. And I truly, truly appreciate you. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Please subscribe to this podcast and also my YouTube channel. And if you find out, if you want to find out what's happening new with the ministry, you can visit us on www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, you know, we're in a new month, the month of June. And there's so many different themes and different things, you know, awarenesses for this month. But there's something that God has recently given me that I really wanted to talk about this month. And so this month's theme is called, What Street Are You Stuck On? That's right. What street are you stuck on? Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And so I found this poem by Barbara Tremblay Sipa. And the title of the poem is called Stuck. And so it reads, when you're stuck, you're stuck. You try to lift that foot to let go, then self-doubt creeps in from down below. You've never sunk this deep before or been stuck inside an ugly floor. You hate that you can see the door because you know that concrete feet weigh more. You'll never touch it. There's too much lead. Useless tasks control your head. Yesterday's trouble reappear and you resist, but the same mind battles still exist. Despite a lifetime of work and blessings galore, you're still stuck on this sticky floor. They say nail polish remover loosens stubborn glue. Not true. It's something only you can do. Close your eyes, embrace the fear. Change your mind's exclusive premiere. Then move a toe, just a toe, a baby toe, until eventually one foot lets go. Half stuck, rinse and repeat to free both feet unstuck. I absolutely love that. When I found that poem, I was like, whoa, right? I love the fact that it talks about how, you know, sometimes when we get stuck, we've never been stuck like this before, you know? And then sometimes you just don't realize how deep you've gone. And, you know, almost as if your feet, you know, go into wet concrete. Right? Almost like a quicksand type of thing. And it just gets in. And then it gets to a point where you can't move. You cannot get unstuck. But again, it's up to you to do. Amen. And so I love this poem. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is last week, one of the ministers at my church, Reverend Latrice, talked about staying on a street called stuck. And that wasn't the title of her message, but this, it was just something that resonated with me. When she kept saying that we stay on this street called stuck. And it is true in so many, so many different ways. We stay stuck on things that we like and things that we don't like. We stay stuck on things that are healthy and things that are unhealthy. And so think about the things you are stuck on that are healthy for you. You know, there's so many things that life has to offer, and God designed us as humans to enjoy life and live life more abundantly. But the question is, what are those things? You know, God wants us to live a life full of freedom, full of abundance and assuredness. And these three things, you know, they don't require, that's the one thing I love about the Lord, is He doesn't put all of these requirements on us, right? There is no down payment needed. There are no prerequisites. There are no boundaries. There is no, you don't have this limited scope, right, on how high you can go, how high you can dream, how much you can believe beyond your senses, how far you can go beyond natural laws, and how far you can believe in what God can do for your life. God freely, I'm emphasizing that word, freely gives freedom, abundance, and assuredness. But staying stuck on a street of things that bring value to your life are extremely important, are extremely significant to living an abundant life. And so the question I have for you is, what things are you stuck on in your life that bring value to you, that bring value to your life? And this may be a challenging question to really ponder over, but it's so critical in realizing what street you are stuck on. And so we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, but we'll be right back with this discussion about what street are you stuck on.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and a host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com. Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So we're talking about, you know, really digging into that question that I asked you, what street are you stuck on? And again, it's something you may not have thought about, but, you know, I want you to think about this week, right? This week, I want you to think about what street you're stuck on. And this week, we're talking about things that are positive. We're talking about healthy streets. And I know for myself, as I was thinking about this podcast for this week, one of the things that I can say that I'm stuck on is I'm stuck on my family, right? Family is important to me, especially my immediate family, very important to me. And I'm stuck because I value what I pour in and what is poured back into me. And it is a work in progress, right? The street is not perfect, right? It's not about perfection, and everything is not the way I want, you know, in my family, or everyone is not cooperating, right? With how I view, right, people should be, and definitely who am I, right? But I am stuck on family. I am stuck on planting seeds in my children and my grandchildren. Excuse me, I'm even stuck on planting seeds in my spouse, right? Until I see growth, until I see change, until I see everyone walking in their purpose, until I see everyone saved, until I see everyone living an abundant life, until I see everyone living on purpose, until I see my children and my grandchildren walking and living and striving for excellence, right? That is, for me, that is the street that I am on. It is a purpose. It is a mission. But I'm telling you, my family, that is my street. I'm telling you right now. And so, yes, this is something that, you know, I'm pretty sure many of you are stuck on. And when you think about it, you know, you are intentional about this street. You're intentional about what's built on this street. You're intentional about who's driving down this street. You're intentional if people throw trash on this street. You're intentional about people trying to break in on this street. You're intentional. Amen. And so this is something that I'm pretty sure you are stuck on, but it is a healthy street because it brings us value, right? Because we are cultivating relationships for the better. And God created us, right? He created us as human beings to cultivate relationships. We are relational people. We are relational beings. And that is important. And so it's so unfortunate when so many people have been hurt or experienced trauma or experienced so many different things that they don't want relations anymore with people. They don't like relational situations. But God intended for us to be relational. Amen. And so the question is, what is it for you? And so I want you to think about what street you are stuck on that is healthy, right? Healthy for you, you know, and more than the things that are negative, because we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some streets we stuck on this month, right? But today, this week, I want you to think about positive streets, right? Positive streets. And, you know, we should live and breathe on streets that produce the fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, streets that produce love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These things, what do? They add value to your life so that you can be all God has destined for you to be. And God wants us all to live on a street that brings value to our lives. And that is living on the fruit of the Spirit street. Amen. It's a mouthful to say, the fruit of the Spirit street. But that's the street that God wants us to live on. And definitely living on the street does not mean or negate that we won't have problems. It does not mean that we won't experience setbacks. It does not mean that things, you know, won't change in our life. It doesn't mean that people won't leave your life or you know, abruptly without an explanation. It doesn't mean any of these things. But from all of these experiences, it is your mindset that decides the street you want to be on and decides what holds your attention. And so God doesn't, you know, approve things to come across his desk for your demise, to hurt you, to challenge you in a way where you can't win. No, he allows things to set you up to live on a street that produces spiritual growth and fruit that will benefit you to be more like him. You know, we were created in his image, but again, you know, it doesn't happen automatically. It's not something that we do automatically. And if we are heirs and joint heirs, then it is his purpose. He's very intentional about this. It is his purpose to produce characteristics, traits, and a mindset that looks like him. You know, we used to quote all the time, the WWJD, what would Jesus do? And unfortunately, this is not something that our minds do automatically. Our mindset is not on the first thing is, oh, let me think like Jesus. Oh, let me walk like Jesus. Let me talk like Jesus. Because sometimes things come up in our lives. Situations come up in our lives. People come up in our lives. Somebody cutting us off comes up in our lives and gives us the middle finger. Sometimes situations presents itself. And it is in those experiences that God wants us to produce fruit. It is in those experiences in life that God allowed to happen that he is shaping you and molding you to make you look, act, talk, and think more like him. Amen. And so if you think about when you're thinking about this week, what street am I on? What street am I stuck on? Is it more positive or negative? What positive streets do I live on, right? If you are living on more negative and unhealthy streets, right, then it's time to put the turn signal on. It's time to put the turn signal on to turn on another street because you are the driver of your life, right? God has put you in that seat to drive your mindset, to drive your vision, to drive your goals, to drive your dreams, to drive your own desires, right? God has given you, he's given all of us free will. And in the same regard, you have the ability to put the turn signal on and change and turn to another street, a street of hope, a street of peace, a street of love, a street of joy. Amen. And so again, I'm challenging you today. Think about how many healthy streets you live on that produce value, that produce the fruit of the Spirit. And so pray about it and talk about it with the Lord about these different streets. And if there are more negative streets in your life than positive ones, then ask God to help you put that turn signal on and make that turn in your life and start living and walking on streets that add value to your life than streets that are trying to take life from you, you know, and we always have to remember and be mindful that our story is for his glory and it is the fruit of the Spirit street that will produce juicy fruit to bless you and bless others. Amen. Amen. I definitely could not have made it with all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen. And amen.